Well, Israel is breaking its own rules on the use of deadly force against unarmed protesters. That's according to an Israeli rights organization.
This report exposes for the first time the full list of crowd control weapons used by the Israeli security forces in the West Bank regarding Palestinian demonstrations. Weapons like tear gas, rubber-coated bullets, the skunk, stun grenades.
B'Tselem has said Israeli forces have killed at least 56 people since 2005 in clashes with barely armed Palestinians. The NGO has accused Israeli security forces of extensively and systematically violating rules that bar deadly retaliation for non-lethal assault. Based on those rules, live ammunition should not be fired at protesters. Over the past 2 weeks alone, Israeli forces have shot dead two Palestinians in the occupied West Bank in protests, which Tel Aviv fears are the beginning of a third uprising known as the Intifada. Well, let's discuss that a bit further. We're now joined by Mr. Hisham Jaber, the director of the Center for Middle East Studies. He's joining us now from Beirut. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us now. Or should we be surprised that Israel is breaking its own rules by attacking Palestinians?
No. First of all, I'm not surprised that to know that the Palestinian, Israeli government is using violence and killing Palestinian civilians. But I have to recognize that I was surprised that this report came from a right-wing organization in Israel. BTC Lim, that it's right-wing and calling for human rights. When the Human Rights Watch organization remained silent, and any other human rights organization in the international community did not criticize Israel. But now this report came from Israel, from inside Israel. Like we said in Arabic, we have a witness from the family, shahada shahadum min ahlihi. But personally, I think that Israel will continue to use violence against Palestinians because the right-wing government, after the election, will use this and as you said also that Israel fears another intifada among the Palestinian people. Also, I have to comment about the number of victims. They said they were talking about 56 victims. They did not talk about hundreds of Palestinians injured by, for example, people, many Palestinians lost their eyes when they use the rubber-coated metal bullets, and how many Palestinians, also became handicapped, and many Palestinians also were killed by gas, using the gas, against them. So all this behavior made, is usual by what has been always usual by the Israeli authority. It will continue, but to have a criticism from a right-wing Israeli organization, it's, in my opinion, a good sign. It may encourage the other organization for human rights in the world to move also, because they have been always afraid when they criticize the Israeli government to be accused to be anti-Semitic, for example. Now it's a good sign, in my opinion, and we have to continue and to watch this kind of criticism. And it's normal that the Israeli government will deny all those crimes against Palestinian civilians.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That's Mr. Hisham Jaber, Director of the Center for Middle East Studies, speaking to us live in Beirut. Mr. Jaber, as always, we appreciate your insight.